From your sublime abode at the Potala, O tower born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, as I lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Thirur's true-bone lotus. Homage, she's face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne in hand adorning, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Anivamama, honored by the host of spirits, coursers whose Gandavas Yakshas. Homage, with her tread and pisan, destroying those magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's chariot. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra. Vibrating masses all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning emitting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians ascend, shaking frowning with her homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorneth crescent, moon on ornaments was shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon deadening fire abiding. Rush that leopard joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven letters Jesus conquered. Homage happy, virtuous, peace. She whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with dome and soha, destroyer of the greedy. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to the witsit letter of the shape of syllable, whom by footstamping shakes his three worlds, Miru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hamak moon of Devalekpon, which by spoke with Tara and totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the king are lost to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberation, powered by the set of three natures, joyous host of spirit yakshas, and raised corpus supreme tutor. These praises with the room mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Turn to page 190 for the prayer of the benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and excites us with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation, thus endowed with this great and small will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested drunk from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. The refuge prayer is on page 98.
Sanjay, Welcome back to Welcome back to the class. Very patient, like Kandola. So, which parameter? Patience. You finish patient or no? Too new person. So we are studying six parameter. Let's go six parameter. Okay. So like first one is generosity, jibache. Second one is ethic or moralities. Now we are in the third, right? Third, patience. Right? Okay. So just give you like how you say in America, how you say give you heads up.
Giving you a heads up.
Yeah. Giving you a heads up. I'm not sure what
that. Okay.
So in Sanskrit it's called six paramita, and English it's called six professions. Practice of six professions. Okay. So, and thank you for coming. So now the. This is not the extensive explanation about this profession, practice of six professions. Here it mentioned very briefly. But there are other books written by different authors, different masters, and some of them has a very extensive explanation about six professions, practice of six professions. So. So now, so where we stop? Accepting difficulty. So, No matter what, we cannot avoid difficulties, you know. It almost seems like it's part of life. If not today, maybe tomorrow. If not tomorrow, maybe next week. If not next week, maybe next month or next year. Something will go wrong. So now the question is, what do you do? Whenever we the question is what one should do when you encounter difficulties, one
what one should do. You can become very resentful. Question is, does that help? That's the question. Does that help? Or are there other ways to deal with the difficulties? Of course, there are many, many different ways to deal with difficulties, but all of them require practices. No practice, then it's not going to work. So now, like whenever you encounter difficulties, problem, complications, what we should do? Dunga thali kaise bo? Devala machawa masi dunga lo jundo dunga lo jundo tone menda tembashi gus. What author is suggesting here? Dunga thali kaise bo? Devala machawa masi. Not just become attached to pleasures. Pleasure of our feelings. The pleasure of our feeling, that's most what we get through five senses. That's very typical. Everybody who possess five senses or here or there, so they do get, pleasure generated by five senses, interacting with the five objects, interacting with the shape, color, you get some pleasures. Interacting with sound, you get some kind of pleasures. Interacting with smell, you get some kind of pleasures. Interacting with the taste, you get some kind of pleasures. Interacting with touching something, like you get some kind of pleasure. And likewise, then you get unpleasurable feelings from looking at shape, color, hearing sound, smelling something, same thing. But these are all temporary. That's all temporary. So the main thing is that, the pleasure of a feeling, they're related to the mind. Related to the mind is a little deeper. And nothing to, not necessarily depending on the objects. It doesn't require object. Without object, you can still achieve that pleasure of a feeling, which is related to the mind, mental pleasures. So now, devala machaba mases, not being attached to pleasure of feeling related to five senses, not just that, dungala jindutones. So this is heart. Practically, it's hard, but it's doable. But it's practically, it's hard. Dungala jindo tones. Seeing problem is a something good. Something like ornament. Ornament. Does it make sense? Yeah. But we don't see problem is ornament. We see something problem is something that. Dungala jindu tone meant that dungala jindu tone is not just seeing difficulty as some kind of ornament, and also not just that, dungala jindu tone meant that seeing almost like that, probably is almost like some kind of medicine. That's how you deal with difficulties. But unfortunately, generally speaking, we don't see that. We don't see the problem is ornament, we don't see, it's like medicine, so. Chi kache swabatang, shiyan nasatang, chi kache swabatang, so, chi kache swabatang, so. In Tibet, Eastern Tibet, between 25 before 30, when they reach 30, so there are boys and girls from eastern part of Tibet. They prostrate all the way from eastern Tibet all the way to central Tibet.
There are many of them. You can look in the video, you can see many of them. Doesn't matter water, snow, dirt, they cover every square feet all the way to the house. It takes 3 months. That's not that kind of dedication, because you know, it's physical, it's very hard. You know, like you encounter all kind of weather, but you are determined to complete that journey, the journey in for greater cause, for greater cause. So they are the sake of spiritual practice, they sacrifice physical, you know, well-being, mental. There's no mental problem, but you know, they're physical. There's a lot of problems, but they, how you say, they take that, and in my, then their mind, what they're thinking, oh, like these physical hardships kind of purify their physical karmas. That's what they're thinking in their mind. Therefore, there's very little negative things in their mind. In the mental, there's not really much problems. The physical, there's a lot of problems, but they use that physical problems. They look at that physical problem as something good. That really, you know, like finishing something. That's just an example. Chujichir, kajeswebas. You know, that's like, for sake of spiritual practice, then able to accept difficulties, or for the sake of spiritual practice. Shinya, nazatans. And other hand, physical sicknesses, no sicknesses. Yeah, we get, say, headache, we get stomach ache, we get all kind of flu, stomach flu, head flu, all kind of flus, all kind of, you know, the disease. Mijibeda, unwanted, encounter with unwanted person, that was what we think, unwanted person, person that we consider as an enemy, person that we consider we don't like them. But these are not permanent. According to another Lojong mind and your text, Tietari Yiju Tobuyans, today's best friend. Almost you feel like you can give your own heart to that person. Tietari Yiju Tobuyans. Sigleni Chila Nandokis. Few unguarded words. Your friend said, few unguarded words. So then you superimpose. Dotane, Sanyin Damira, tomorrow, then your today's best friend becomes tomorrow's worst enemy. So the enemy and friend is not permanent, it changes all the time. So therefore, there's no absolute enemy, there's no absolute friend. It's all relatives. Oh, medieval datang, so. Undesirable beings, what we label as enemy. Oh, medieval datang. Tana milam di dungaso. Oh, not just that, even in the dream, milam di dungas, difficulties that you experience in the dream, all of that. Dungaso juwaya nga lojongi kapsu shivashi tetamji chujutosu judes. So how to use all of that to grow, mentally grow, go high, don't go low, go high. Usually, generally speaking, we go low. So there's problems. So how can we, all this, everything that I mentioned, even all these circumstances, how we can go high, how we can grow mentally, grow. One way to go high or grow is from the karma point of view. From karma point of view, you can deal with that kind of circumstance, whether there's a physical sickness, or there's a nightmare, or there's whatever that might be, where the person is like bothering you, all of that. We don't have to go down, we can go high. How? or maybe from the karma, you can look at that whole situation from the karma point of view. That's one way to go high or grow. Hmm? Okay, make sense? Oh yeah. Hmm. It all boils down on this life. Just ask yourself questions. Is this the first time I become beings? Being? Is this the first time I become living being? Or before that I was tree? Am I tree before that? Or am I like part of the Rocky Mountain people used to climb on? When you become living being, when you become living being, when's the first time you become living being? That's big questions. That's a huge questions. Mm. So something to think about, okay? Something to think about. Then there's a body. This is your body. We label pretty much based on, we don't see the mind, we don't see mind, we label based on physical appearances. That's what we call John Gishikele. This is the byproduct of sperm and egg. That's what it is. Even the scientists agrees. Oh. Certain things come from mother, has a flesh, skin, maybe blood, I'm not sure. Then bone, marrow, then the drop. There are certain things come from mother, certain things come from father. When you look at the practice of death dissolution process, that practice clearly mentioned what parts comes from mother's eggs, what parts come from father's sperm. So that's what it is. If somebody show you, now you can show, they froze. If somebody show you that, that's going to become like this, hard to believe. Who will believe just seeing small things become like this? Nobody. Actually, that is the cause. That's the cause. Even the scientists agree. So there's something else besides that. No, you think. No, Tibetan think. Everybody think. We think. Some things. Where that come from? Now you might say it's come from brain. Brain is physical, right? Brain is physical. So now there's scientists also. There's a lot of experiments been done. So now they believe, or they're about to believe, there's something beyond brain. Mm. So the one just example they use is like when we tear, when we cry. When they analyze the brain, the same part of brain blinks. There's some kind of chemicals blinking in the brain. That chemical cannot distinguish between happy tear and sad tear. Same time. When people cry out of sadness, same part blinks. When people when people cry out of excitement, happy, same. Emotion is different. It's huge different. It's totally two different things. But brain cannot distinguish. One same part of the brain has a blink or something, I'm not sure. A blink or something, the same part of the same chemical in the brain like that was active. So now, slowly, even the scientists, they're believing or about to believe there's something beyond brain. So that one, thought, where that come from? These are huge questions. Your body, of course, come from eggs and sperm. Where this, always think, where that come from? That is not physical. It has no shape, it has no color, it is not form. So therefore, some kind of form cannot become the cause for that. That has to have some similar cause. Where that come from? Oh. So something to think about. Okay. Oh. So there's one way to deal with, like, from the karma point of view, all the difficulties. Some kind of treatment, you know, like a surgery. It's not something that's very enjoyable. Surgery, that's painful. But for a greater cause, you tolerate, because that's for the greater cause. Yeah, taking your hand is not something very enjoyable. If they save your life, people do. People do sacrifice their hand in order to save their life. So that's why I see need how to, like, to grow mentally, to grow. Oh. So that's the first one. Okay. Then lenge sebe jusambata tie parte shela ninte wata. So then if you can look at those circumstances, whether you lose some things from your life, when you're about to lose somebody, anything, any difficulties, you know, if you look at from the karma point of view, so then there's one way to deal with that, okay? So there's one practice in Guru Puja has mentioned. Niju dibetive yongade, midyo dunga chada bajus, niju dibetive yongade. The environment is very negative. And the being inside the environment is all negative. See? Niju dibetive yongade, midyo dunga chada bajus. So then undesirable things happening, like things happening in your life, almost seems like pouring down like rain. What do you do? Question is, what do you do? It's not just your imagination is happening, it is happening. What do you do? Niji dibedibe yonga de midyo dunga chata baju lenge devu sebe juto ne kinge lamdu nongs. Kinge is undesirable event. Or circumstance called jingye, or undesirable conditions or circumstance called jingye. Lamdo long means transform that undesirable conditions, transform that into path that will lead, that will probably give you some space to breathe, or maybe give you space to think. Jingye lamdo long, jingye lamdo longs. Accepting, how is it? Accepting difficulty. As a path, what is the title of that practice? In Guru Puja, I don't remember. I do remember in Tibetan, sorry, so I don't mean I don't remember Tibetan. I do remember Tibetan, but I don't know how to say it in English. Jingye Lamdolunga Damga, quintessential instructions how to accept difficulties, then transform that into the path which will lead you to high, higher. Okay. You found in the group?
Yes, it's even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negative karma and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma.
You know, here word blessing. The blessing is transformations. If there's any transformation taking place in your mind stream, then you receive blessings. If there's no any transformation taking your mindset, then no matter what you say, you won't receive any blessing. See, blessing means to change. That's why you bless food, that's why you bless space, environment, you try to change from negative to positive. Same here. When you're trying to, because negative mindset is not good, then you try to change that, of course, because there's negative mindset. You know, so generally speaking, when everything is falling apart, there's negative mindset. So now you are seeking blessing to transform that. And from the look at the situation from the different point of view, Okay? So there's one way to deal. So, oh, maybe something's exhausting. Something is exhausting. See, usually, as I mentioned before, how many people are happy to pay bill? No, nobody. Nobody wants to pay bill. But that, you have to pay. I mean, like, how many people, okay, my debt is getting lower. When you're paying, your debt is getting lower. Smaller. Your debt is getting smaller. But people usually don't focus on that. We don't focus on that. We focus on, oh, how dare they send bill right away. Can they wait like what, 2 more days? Then all kind of negative mind rise, like all kind of negative mind. So whether you have positive mindset or negative mindset, you have to pay. If you have negative mindset, they say, oh, you're sorry, you are feeling bad. Oh, you don't need to pay. Nobody said that. If there's somebody say something like that, then there's reason. Oh, you could be very angry. Maybe you don't need to pay the debt. But it's not like that. So that's why. So this is exactly, so there is a way that you could have positive mindset knowing that your debt is getting smaller. With that kind of mindset you can pay, or you can pay with another kind of mindset, you know, or negative mindset. So then blaming here, blaming there is not going to change the situation. It's not going to change the situations. There's one way to deal. So I'm not saying there's only way to deal. There's one way to deal with, you know, difficult circumstance. Okay. Tell about the Shela Nintewa. So then, you know, like, if you are able to deal with the circumstance with the karma point of view, so then there is a possibilities that you may generate some kind of compassion towards those beings. That's very possible. That is possible now. That is possible. Okay? Kovetya sambaso. Sambaso. Tenisvavache. So then you are, then with that kind of mindset, looking at the situation with that kind of mindset and benefit that you, there is possibilities, you, in order to get angry, you might able to develop some kind of compassions. So then not just that will also you help you to understand whole thing, everything. It's complicated. Nothing is perfect. Well, people talk about perfection. People talk about also working very hard to be perfect. But reality, there's nothing is perfect. Everything is complicated. Everything is complicated. Complications. Then you learn that. Then you say, oh, it's not just me. Everything is complicated. It's not just me that get fight with my friend. Or somebody else also getting fight with friends. It's not just me, you know. So like this is the whole thing is like that. So then you gain deeper knowledge. So now you say, oh, now what I should do? Oh, I should liberate myself. If I'm really sick of those things, what I should do? I should liberate. I should free myself. I should seek the way out. So then you have, you gain some kind of interest about liberation. What is liberation? How to achieve liberation? So then you get some interest. So that's, then you know, that's the best thing, okay? Kovetyo sambaso pelesuvaches. So that's how you practice patience. Based on a deeper understanding of whole things. And from the karma point of view, so then you accept. That you are doing that voluntarily, not by somebody telling you to do what to do, but you're doing that voluntarily, but you read, you thought about that, then you think it's very beneficial, then you do it voluntarily. So it's much better. Much, much better you do it voluntarily.
Otherwise, the whole thing becomes more complicated, more complicated. Create your samba so gone so papa says, okay, that's the from the karma point of view how to deal with the circumstances, okay? Dunga juwa na sa chimang yezu no nyong go be dunga ji ko di ju nyam do yi ga wa che bu che go pe na che. So that's why I think the first big huge question is this first time I become living being? This is a huge question. This is a very big question that needs to be answered. This is the first time I become human. This is the first time I'm breathing. This is the first time that I'm breathing. Before that, how do you say? Who? Huh?
Where was I? Who was I?
Yeah, before that, who was I? Yeah, is this tree? Is like a piece of hamburger? That's hard to believe. I don't think that you become a piece of hamburger. That's hard to believe. How's about tree? Water? Wind? How to build? That's the huge question. Is this the first time I become a living being? This is a huge question. So that needs to be analyzed. Or maybe this I have a headache, you know, today I have a headache. Maybe this is good things. Maybe because of this headache, maybe this headache will, how is it, exhaust all my sicknesses in the future. With that mindset, there's one way to tolerate it. That's just an example. How to deal with the headache? One thing you can say, well, of course I will get headache because I have head. If I don't have head, I don't get headache. That's one way to look at it. It's hard to get rid of head. Now you need head. So there's you because the flower doesn't get headache because it doesn't have head. This is one way. That's why I'm saying whole existing thing is complicated. It's come with the complications. This body will come with the complications. Everything's come with the complications. Nothing is perfect. Or maybe another way to look at it, or maybe because of this headache that I'm experiencing now, because of that, maybe in all the cause for my future sicknesses will be exhausting now. This is one way to look. Okay? So then if you make it bigger, then you can, of course, think about life after this. Or maybe this, you know, headache will exhaust all the negative things about after this life. That's also positive mindset. Or you can hit again your headache at your head. You can get angry and hit your head couple of times, that's not going to eliminate headache. So, people do that, you know. So, then, sejimi lagba chede, as I mentioned before, you know, like, sejimi lagba chede, tamale gawacho. If you got into trouble, not nowadays, you know, everything's very civilized, long time ago. If you get into trouble, people execute you. Sometimes there are probably practices that they will not. They ask like if they cut your hand, then you'll be free. So then people, nobody likes to be cut in their hand, but so they do because they are happy because they are going to be light, you know. So like that, like what you know. So then there's like you are kind of like happy that you are going to be alive, even though you are losing your hand. But you are deep down, you are happy that you are going to be alive. The So they're just example. Oh, surgery, you know, some kind of treatment is painful, but for the greater cause, then you tolerate that. You know, chemotherapy, all of that, you know, it's kind of painful, but you tolerate because the result, aiming for the greater result. It's same from the karma point of view, same as looking at the same thing. Oh. So this practice, you don't see in Tibet, some part of Tibet, they still do, you know, so when there's some headache, some kind of pain, so they cut you, and they kind of try to draw the blood, naturally cut back here, cut there, you know, so they say there's like all the bad blood will come out, so then somehow it heals. There's some practices, because of course there's lack of medical facilities. This practice has been done after hundreds of years, and still carry on some part of Tibet. So then, you know, like the balls, there's like fire in the balls that they put in your back, and then it's kind of painful, but people tolerate for the greater cause. It's the same things, or the same thing. Rangre chuchuchi kawacha na ti ngisungi dunga ya mambu kochi lek nyamba tangs, ti kapsu dunga jindi ya tengu desu. You know, we are told, in the monastery we are told, that if when we are of course in the monastery, in the sitting, sometimes prayer starts 2 o'clock in the morning, it goes all the way to 6 o'clock in the evening. So you sit like this all day long, many, many hours. It's not easy, you know, so like, there's a pain here, a pain there. And we are told all this pain that you experience in the prayer gatherings, it will purify your physical negative karmas. So then sometimes you feel like kind of proud, wow, that's pretty good. So then like if you feel some pain, then you feel like that, something exhausting, you know, you feel like that. So then, so like same like that. Rangre chuchichi kawachana ti ngizungi dunga mambu kochebe lek nyambata. Ti kap dunga chi yundi yaya tenkwe desu. Chinchuli che. Shia dunga yada chuewe tekpa sewa chesu. Chuewe tekpa sewa chesu. Kwa pala nyiji dila zunji nge langkasu. Generally speaking, difficulty does not have any quality, but it has only one quality. When you experience difficulties, it automatically reduces pride, and arrogant. Oh, that's the one quality. So then when you look around, it's not just you. Everybody on this planet have problems. Everybody. Poor people has more physical problems. Poor people has more physical problems. People who has money has more mental problems. I don't mean crazy. I don't mean like they become crazy, but they have more pain in the mind. Poor people, they have no. So you know when you travel to different countries, you see. So some of you already been in India and Nepal. You see poor people. Do they look miserable? They always come smile, you know, share whatever they have, you know. In the first place, they have nothing to protect. They have nothing to protect. And they have no fear to lose anything because they have nothing to lose. So Ayadeva said in his text, 400 stanzas of Madhyamaka Avatara, in this text Ayadeva said, Chola Yiji Dungades, people who has a lot of wealth, has more problem in their mind. People who have no wealth, poor, they have more physical problems. So, of course, they are, you know, like lack of resource, food, clothes, all of that, then there's physical problems. But compared to problem in the mind, if you have happiness in the mind, they can deal with all the physical problems. If the physical happiness cannot subdue mental problems. Mental happiness can subdue physical problems easily. Oh, see. It's
still now, you know, when you go to Dharamsala on the mountains, there are monks and nuns. They are meditating there in the rest of their life. When you visit them, they don't have much. But mentally, they are very happy. Mentally, very happy. Well, because then, they have to do much in the Dingwalji, Yundi, and drink with the children. Rather, you and Nekang Seguso. Remember the Machuya Chok Machuya Chukwetanje. Sim da namazu ngiyoda ju chosje ba paberi shida lo du yo ba kawa sanje ni du kawa je du ju chuje che ba so sanje be ne la de be dunga thale che ge so if you are monks and nuns so that one of the main practice in monastic life is fewer desire and contentment. Contentment. So I just read, I've been reading about this profession. So, and usually, generally speaking, I'm lazy. I don't really read much. So then, I feel moral responsibility of trying to find more information about this profession. So then, probably you give me the opportunity to read more textbook. So I've been reading all kind of texts, from Gajui Lama, so there's some of the texts I never read before, never read. Very interesting, one the master said, the contentment is that he's emphasizing on few desire and contentment is something wonderful practice to do. And he's emphasizing on that, and he gave one example. See, like drinking water that you dreamt, drinking water you dreamt in your dream. Make sense? Drinking water that you dreamt in your dream. Huh? Make sense?
Yeah.
How you say?
Water that you dreamt.
Yeah.
Your
yeah, drinking water that you dream in your dream. Will not eliminate hunger of thirst, suffering of thirst. Make sense? Similarly, nobody is going to be satisfied doing things. Make sense? By doing things. You ask the cat, what do you think? Cat asks, what do you think? Say something. Experience tranquility. Don't want to speak. We are not going to satisfy, we are not going to be content by looking, smelling, listening, touching, or eating. Is that true? Are we satisfied? Because we are doing that. I've been eating like since I was born. Am I satisfied by eating? Because I've been eating almost now 50 years. Am I satisfied by eating? No. Am I satisfied by looking at something? No. Am I satisfied by smelling something? No. But doing the thing I was born. So that's what it means. Don't fool yourself to think that you are going to be eliminated, you are going to eliminate hunger of thirst. As a suffering of thirst by drinking of water you dream in your dream. Make sense? So that's what that master there, what it means. I don't remember. I'm going to probably memorize the stanza, but I remember just meaning. This is very good. So need to understand that's the fact. That is the fact. Need to understand that. Need to understand. Need to understand. Satisfaction comes from thinking, not by doing things, by thinking. Satisfaction comes from thinking. Pretty good. Able to see, can see, able to move around. Pretty good. It's wonderful. It's a good thing. It's good. Always looking for what you don't have. You have to understand. You may think you are not content because you are something that you don't have. When you have that, that will not guarantee satisfaction. But you look more. Same like iPhone. 1 year, first one, you think, I'm going to be very happy, you get that, and looking next one. So that's why companies, they are very good at making things based on our mindset. So they know we are not going to be content. But they know, we should also know that we are not going to be content. So that's a good thing. That's the point. Okay, just want to share that. Today I just read, and I just found that don't fool yourself by thinking that you are going to eliminate suffering of thirsty by drinking the water you dreamt. So, same. Don't fool yourself that you are going to be satisfied the things that you want. It's like same thing. So that's the few desire and contentment is the main practice for the Sangha members. The Sangha member, they should focus more on that practice. So Shri Jeva, Sanju Peve, Tenla, Nela, Tenbe, Dunga Thane Chegu. Even though there's some kind of difficulties deep down there, you have to think that you are doing this wonderful practice. Then Majuna, Senola Soba, if you don't practice that, then you're always looking for something. You're always looking for something. Always looking for something. Something more. Something more. You know, pe tap chene chu mesamba mize tomato dawale mades. So then, if you're a Sangha member, so if you're doing that, then you are completely wasting your time. You know, looking for more, you know, like more wealth. So then. The very reason that you become ordained is to reduce the amount of desire and trying to practice the contentment. So that's what it's for. So then you lose the point. Then there's one person who is like selling a firewood, who's selling this house, make his living. Maybe Shakyamuni Buddha probably saw some kind of like wealth or some kind of like treasure. Treasures, then when the Buddha see the treasure, then Buddha probably said, poison. And like this very dangerous poison, or poison of very dangerous poison, they said. Then probably there's a person who's like selling a wood, probably went after that. Then he found the treasure, which is, turns out to be gold. He found the gold. When Buddha said, that's like poison, he found the gold. Jabu Jutibanasa Jabu Shini Sovanyavasa. Then probably king asked him how you found the gold, and probably he lied. The person who's selling the wood, he's the one who found the gold. And the king asked, how you found the gold, and he lied, probably he didn't tell the truth, he lied. The king found out he was lying, kings found out he was lying, and kings is about to execute him. Duryodhana, the king is about to execute him, because then he said poison. So Buddha already said before, you know, so when Buddha discovered the treasure, Buddha already said poison. At that time, he don't think it's poison. It is dangerous poison. He didn't pay attention. He went after that. He found the gold, and the king asked him. Then he lied. So because of that, the king is going to execute him now. So then he said, poison, very dangerous poison, reverse the gold. Now he's about to lose his life, you know. Now he gets it, yeah? Now he gets it. Now he understands. She gives it. Lord Jyotitimur, Lord Jyotitimur, then king asks him again, what do you mean? Like, what he's saying is like, he's probably saying poison, dangerous poison. Then the king asks him, king was wondering, curious. He asks him, why is he saying that? Then he told whole stories. So then king let him go. He told the truth, then king let him go. Probably king kept the gold. Maybe then. So now you have somebody say, oh, a few desires, contentment is good, good, good. And you say, oh, maybe it's not good. You know? Somebody says, oh, a few desires, that's good things. Oh, you say, oh, no, that's not good. More desire is better. Then probably you say that. Then eventually then you will end up saying, oh, my few desires, that is good, you know. So say that similar, huh? Ranja Trajan Namja Tunji Dino on this. Mentally, no, it's very funny. It's mental, it's very not funny, very strange. If you mentally, if you think if you're okay, then you are okay. It's not about external things. So long time ago, so I already told you stories about many of you heard. In the monastery, when there's some lamas teachings or some like famous lama, when they give teachings, in the monastery there's a limited space in the temple. Everybody will cramp up, cramp together. And there's no. We are in a small temple giving, and there's right next to me, there's one senior monk, and I was a little worried about him. And I asked him, are you okay? And what he said to me, if your mind's fit, you fit. If your mind fits, you fit. If your mind doesn't fit, then you don't fit. That's many years ago. I still remember that very clearly. I thought, oh, he's saying something very important, you know, so. So, this is very true. It's not like, oh, if you practice like few desire contentment, then you are going to end up with nothing. That's not true. It's not true. Probably you are going to end up with more things. So, Milarepa, many of you heard? He was wandering in the wilderness all the time. He was moving from mountain to mountain, mountain to mountain, meditate, you know, wonderful. He said, before my mouth is looking for food, my mouth is desperately looking for something to eat. So now food is looking for my mouth. Now foods are looking for my mouth. Why he became so famous? He became so famous in his life, and he has many students and many people want to make offering to him. Before, when he was desperate, he said, my mouth is looking for food. There's no food. That's why he ended up eating, what do you call? Nettles. That's what he eats, nettles. So now the food are looking for his mouth. That's what he says. You know? So then people are making lot of offerings to, you know, people bring in, of course, typically in Tibet, that people make gold offerings, a piece of gold, precious stones. So then probably he received quite a bit of gold from people. So the, now he has more relatives. Before he has no relatives. Now he becomes a little rich, he has more relatives. Somewhere from here, there. So if they say, oh, I'm your cousin, nephew, all. Then in front of all these people, one day what he did, he put this piece of gold onto the altar and he posted. And he said, someone who does not have uncle now got uncle, and all the appreciation goes to you. Then he posted to the piece of gold. So, so someone who does not have uncle now got uncle, not just one, many uncles. So now all the appreciation goes to your piece of gold. Then he posted, and everybody can't embarrass it. So that's here, one may think, oh, maybe if I have few desire, I'm not going to be successful. That's not, that's mistake. I think that's mistake. That's also true. So I'm not saying that I become famous. I'm not saying that I become famous. I become the resident teacher of Kadamba Center. When I was in the monastery, I desperately need a piece of rope. My rope is all torn apart. And I put, what do you call that now? You buy this piece of metal. Safety pin. You put it like this, it locks. I put safety pin because it's all torn. I put safety pin there. I was so embarrassed because other monks has nice clothes. I don't have nice robe. So I put, you know, so then like that, then try to cover there, here, there. So now every month I get brand new robe from the FMT, FPMT, every year. So my robe, this robe will last for 4 or 5 years. So now I don't need robe. But every year I get brand new. When I desperately need, I don't have. So this is I also told them I don't need rope, but you know, they keep sending rope. So anyway, then what I did, I sent back to Tibet. When Gisang went to Tibet, then I sent them to Tibet. You know, because this Tibet, they have good fabric, so fabric from India, they really changed, and I sent them there. So anyway, so yeah. When I was a little boy back in the monastery, the food is very precious. There's nothing enough to eat. So in Guru Puja, you get some kind of like goodies, like, you know, some kind of like that. Only in the Guru Puja that you get. So I'm worried that somebody's going to eat my bread or my goodies. What I do, I hide under my bed. Under my bed. And then, so yeah, so this is that now, not now, then, that time monastery, you know, like very high food shortage, you know, so most of the monks, they go hunger most of the day. So now, you know, it's different. Anyway, so since I came back to America, I never hide my food under the bed. way before that, you know, so then situation become better and better. So, God is the Segu so Nyamle the Munition, oh. Segu so Nyamle the Munition, the Zanga Sonam Jinian and the Long Chojans. So, what is saying is like using, it's not saying, oh, eating good food is bad. Nobody's saying that. Eating good food is your result of your positive karma. You should enjoy. You must enjoy. He's not saying that. No, he is not saying that, oh, eating or wearing nice clothes is a bad thing. No, he's not saying that. No. So, but looking, you don't have, but you're looking. So then it could become a problem. So, if you already have, so why not? If you find, because of your positive karma, of course you use, you enjoy. You enjoy, you know, cheesecake, you know, you enjoy. Why not? You know? If you're fortunate, mm-hmm. If you're fortunate enough to have cheesecake, why not you use? I'm not saying that's bad thing to do. Sunam jinyane longchoo jang chocha, shenji mera su minyembo juwa sobar chee so. Shenya lu tangbo same, kachoo so chelam ji dunga thangle so. When you meditate, it's not easy, you know, you have to learn how to sit. When you sit, then of course there will be some pain here and there. If you are thinking deep down in your mind, this is for a greater cause, so then that pain becomes nothing. The pain becomes nothing. You can sit very comfortably, pain becomes nothing. If you are thinking just for a greater cause, then pain becomes nothing. So that's also like accepting difficulties for a greater cause. Accepting difficulty for a greater cause. Not just accepting, that doesn't make sense. Accepting difficulties for greater cause. Su mi dobo da kyu ngenpo su chinda junya tenda la tangde ji chi pao ne deyo la dobo la suwa dibi dunga tangde dunga so. If you are fortunate enough to have cheesecake, then why not enjoy? If you have no fortune for to have cheesecake, so don't get jealous. Don't get jealous. So then, you know, so need to create a cause. Need to create a cause for cheesecake. Need to create a cause to enjoy cheesecake. How to do that? Then offer cheesecake to somebody else. Offer cheesecake to somebody else. Offer banana bread to somebody else. So that's what you do. So instead of getting jealous, so you don't create the cause. You don't create the cause. So, kunjo chaba so de shu lu da mo so de kunjo chaba so chu yo zu mal de dunga ta les oh as able to bear the physical hardship for the greater cause when you meditate. Oh, so then, you know, when you're helping people, driving here, driving there, you know, dealing with the traffic and all of that, and able to bear for the greater cause because you are going there to help somebody else, you're going there to help somebody else, all of that. It doesn't have to be meditation, it's just example meditation. So helping your wife, helping your husband, you know, cooking for your wife, cooking for your husband, all of that, you know. So then doing the list, the honey-do list, honey-do, honey or honey?
Honey.
You eat?
No, honey-do this, honey.
You know, you eat. I thought all the list is sweet, no?
Say to David, honey, please do this. Honey, please do that.
I thought all the list is our honey, no sweet? No. Okay.
Many jobs.
You are doing the honey or honey, whatever you say, honey or honey. You are doing that with happy mind. So doing that with the kind of excitement mind or happy mind. So that's, you know, that's also like a. So then whatever difficult there might be, physical difficulty, mental difficulty, accepting that, you know, so that's also another, that's also patience, practicing patience. So ko roshani tandela chepo ne dyela loboso la tebe dunga tandela. So if somebody saying something, not even though you pay attention, but don't let bother your mind, and have them slowly you just let it go. That's also practicing, accepting, you know, like bearing the hardship for greater cause. Make sense? Bearing hardship for greater cause. It's not that big deal. When somebody says something, it's not that big deal. You don't have to say. And if you say something, they say back and forth, then you fight. Then it's, you know, and nobody's happy. Then Gewala, Tsumbyo. Su mi du bada kyu nga bada chinda junga tedala achi tangde ji chue pongne diyon la bada gyewa la tsunbi tu bada tenbi dunga tangde. So, you know, like if you decide to maybe recite Sanghata Sutra in one sitting, so there will be some difficulties, then you say, oh, this is some this is far more greater than anything else, then with that kind of mindset, then able to finish in one sitting, something like that. Did you mention here something, just example, okay? In order to protect somebody from life, you know, there might be, you know, like physical hardship, mental hardship, but you accept all of that, all of that to protect one life. See, like going outside, you know, it's a cold weather, and also then helping some dogs or some cats and some birds, some squirrels. All of that is like practicing patience, bearing the hardship to benefit someone, Oh, yeah, didn't you, you know? And here, same thing, you know, all of that, a lot of people go for center, you know, a lot of meetings, board meetings, a lot of talking here, there, you know, so then there's, you know, there's, we are practicing patience, okay? So, but you have a subject to do in the Dunga Thandeji. Songda shingle so nor petak chebawa no peta cheba pawa so taji chawala tebe dunga tane so so yeah is a dunga tane working for the finance for the families for the sake of families, you know, working for money, all of that, you know, then able to bear the hardship dealing with the boss at the work, dealing with the co-workers, then, you know, all kinds of things, dealing with the meetings, all of that, able to bear that for the sake of family members, you know, for the sake of children, then this is all same, like accepting difficulties. So that's the practicing patient too, okay? Judge it, so that's what it's called, that. Oh, so Tamula, what that called, that's the first one. It's called like Dunga Thaleng Sweba, accepting difficulties.
Yes. Oh. Patience of accepting difficulties.
Oh, patience of accepting difficulties. Patience of accepting difficulties. Okay, well, that's what it is. Patience of accepting difficulties.
Right.
I think, I'm not sure, like English speaking people, when they hear word suffering, what kind of idea they get. Dungal in Tibetan is called dungal. It doesn't mean pain. Dungal doesn't mean pain. So I think probably difficult sounds or difficult. So it's up to you. So it's up to you. So now second one is called the patient of accepting, bearing hardship. Patient of bearing hardship. For the sake of spiritual practice? Mm-hmm. Second one, what is it called?
It's in the book, it says, patience to gain assurance in the Dharma.
As I mentioned, example, you know, people doing prostration, it takes like 3 months. All of them, Eastern Tibet, Central Tibet, 3 months. Every ground covered, whether it's the water, covered. Everything's covered like that. That kind of, you know, it's a mindset, in order to bear hardship, you know, for the greater cause, also greater spiritual growth in their mind. So in the monastery, that, you know, you memorize your textbook, you memorize. Then you go to class. You know, class not allowed to bring any books. You memorize. That require some difficulties. You memorize. And then once you memorize, then there's difficulty not able to remember what you memorize. So then you recite outside, you recite verbally, you recite. And if you don't remember, you come inside the house, then you look at, then you go back outside, or maybe you bring the books, then you remember. That's not how you memorize. That's all the hardship. when you meditate, you know, sitting like this, then that's also another hardship. So then doing full-length prostrations. It's not easy, no. But there's a lot of benefit. Every atom that you cover by your body becomes the perfect cause for, every atom that's covered by your body becomes the cause for perfect human rebirth. The benefit. Oh, but, no, it's not, you know. So, Gishi Sangpo did 100,000 in front of the Buddha Stupa last year. So he's been thinking in his mind, wanting to do it a long, long, long time, and he's worried that he's getting older and older. Then last year, finally he went. every week. So the, how much you did? I did, usually don't ask how much you did, but he said, oh, I've now done 30,000. Then so I'm having some pain in my knees. I said, now I told him, don't come back till you finish 100,000. So then finally, Gishi Sangpo finished, so 100,000. So now it's my turn. So I'll do it in my bed. It's my turn now. So remember, Stephanie, sometimes teach class here, did 1.5 million prostration, full length. 1.5 million, probably 1.5 million. See, determination. The same like doing prostration all the way from Eastern Tibet to Lhasa. Stephanie has full-time job. Somehow she managed. Of course she feels discouraged when I push something, I have to make something to put her on altar, you know, make Lama Sangha so they finally. So this is the great achievement for Kadamba Center. Number 7 did 1 million prostrations. So, So then, you know, like remembering the, memorizing any Lamrim text, that also requires some effort, and it's not easy, you know. So that's bearing the hardship for that. You know, that also, like, second, patient of bearing the hardship for spiritual practice. So that's me. So what is, So now, what left?
That's
all about the patient, okay? First one, only first practice of patient is only come from the nature of the first, this, the first one, you know, first one, the very first one, and not the second one, the third one, which I just explained, very first one, so that's related, that practice, you can only practice if somebody's bothering you, right? If nobody bothers you, then you know, then nobody bothers you, you can't talk about have patient or not have patient. somebody bother you. So then please, if you are more interested about the patients, then read the Shantideva's books, chapter number 6. Shantideva did thorough analysis how to handle anger, how to practice patience. So, in Sanskrit, it's patience called Shanti. Shanti means peace. Peace also means patience. Sanskrit word, you know, called as a jimbaje. Dana is da means dana. That's a Sanskrit word for generosity. Generosity called dana. Da, I think da means property. Property. How is it? Yeah. Da means property. Da na means, you know, as eliminations. Elimination of property. That's the meaning of the word dana. Elimination of property. Property? How you say? Property. Not like your house. property?
Poverty.
Poverty, yeah. So, da, poverty. Na means elimination. Elimination of poverty. That's the generosity. Da na che. Sujim, shila. Shila means ethic. Ethic, therefore the sake of knowledge. That's for the sake of knowledge. Shila means almost like Siva means like cool breeze when the weather is very hot, when you experience cool breeze. Shila Sivatam is like almost like getting cool breeze when the weather is very hot. When you get cool breeze, you enjoy. So the hot weather probably refers to all the disturbing thought. So then, you know, cool breeze refers to the shila or the so ethic. Jimbaja Sudim Soba. Now the patient is like Shanti means Shiva, peace. She word in Tibetan word called Shiva means peace. Shiva means peace. She means something like when you build something, it just fall apart. What do you call? Disintegrate. Shiva means disintegrate. Disintegrate of anger. She means disintegrate. The disintegration of anger. That's called Shiva. Same Shanti means in Sanskrit called Shanti, in English peace. Shanti, Tibetan Shiva. So Shiva means disintegration of anger. That's like, then that's called Shiva. That means peace, Shanti, okay. So then, next Wednesday, then probably concentrations. Effort, joyful effort. So maybe two more class, maybe one more Wednesday, so then one more Wednesday, then six perfection is complete. Okay, so then after that, so the six perfection practice is to make your mental continuums more soft, more peaceful. The practice of six perfection is designed for your make your mind more soft and calm and peaceful. So then after that, I will explain there's four practices how to make other people's mind peaceful and calm. Okay, four practices right after that. Maybe two more class for the six paramita, six professions. So then after that, you know, like is the English word there? For practice? No. After that, there's four practices. How to benefit? How to make other people's minds doing worship? Yeah, that's what it's called. Yeah, but actually, it's like the same thing. Four way of gathering disciples. The same thing, but there's another title. So another title. That's the practice. That's the practice that I want to explain. But maybe there's another titles. Shinju Mimbarche was how to ripen other people's mindstream. Four practices how to ripen other people's mindstream. So then it's good, you know. So then there's these two come together. Six perfections. Then right after that, you teach that. So that they'll complete the package. Okay? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235. And we'll read the general dedication prayers. 235. Then the short long life prayer is 244-245. Jonu ie nala wangshu awatare tembara sopa lo sangye we de tonne pao shashan gengyo lama so wate tup tu chan jin jang gengye we ten zin kyong pe we kun zu do po tse Chok sum kul wedek mun tu du Pa dok so du sh gun du jap ten sho Om tare tu re so ha tare tu re so ha Om tare tu re so ha Om tare tu re so ha Om tare tu re so ha